Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watch out for the man, on drugs in your land. Guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't he open any letters, hit this with the COINTELPRO. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. You point fingers, not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck until they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Body kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fair kids on those spoons with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton in the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA agents. Everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
We'll be right back.
they do.
Don't you let me know.
of my father. God is my friend. He made this world for us to live in. He gave us everything. And all he asks of us is we give each other love. Honey, don't go and talk about my father. God is my friend.
Talk about
it. He loves us whether or not we know him. And he'll forgive all.
Participating in our vast listening audience, the Black Power Radio. We're in the beautiful city of Concord in North Carolina, showing a lot of love, and we have been shown so much love in the state of Carolina, North and South Carolina, that we've been overwhelmed, and we had to bring you yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, and we're here in North Carolina by all circumstances. Where crackers started a whole lot of mess, a lot of noise, and it's the hometown of a no-good wooden-tooth cracker by the name of Andrew Johnson. He is the social political reincarnation of yet another cracker. Here comes Donald Trump as a cracker in the same syndrome, and they're out to set us up, they're out to take what we have, and they are attempting to kill us, and they're actually carrying out those orders to kill us. We have much that we have to share with you, brother and sister. Tonight we will bring a live tape with Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. I see a few people out that may have something that they want to share. I got Kimmy Shabazz and Jelani, West Virginia and Virginia online. We're going to go live. We are the Cubs of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And as well, we are, again, from that leadership of Chairman Emeritus, the Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. We have come via a bold, bald-headed black man, Hashim Ekanaten and Zinger, and we are all the Cubs of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We're carrying out his legacy, his policy, his position on all issues. We have the Book of Khalid and much more to share with you. So I'm just going to let Brother John, Kimmy Shabazz, and Jelani care of Virginia, West Virginia, and then we're in Carolina, bro. Now, how are we looking
at
West Virginia? Tell me something about West Virginia coming right to you, Jelani. Black Power, Brother Kim and Shabazz.
Black Power, brother.
Update before Kyle.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna give you an update. I'm gonna give this national an update. Well, we are preparing and working and organizing for our Juneteenth here in this area. And I think last Thursday I had to speak at a local church in the city that we'll be doing our Juneteenth. That's going to be Fairmont, West Virginia, at Windmill Park. Message was to Pastoral Alliance for Social Justice, and it actually dealt with the George Floyd, but I was just there to be able to give one of the local churches an invitation to come out and participate in our gospel summit. However, I was kind of thrown because the mayor from the city of Fairmont was there, and he showed for lack of a better way of saying, he showed what I thought was fake sympathy, okay? But he did show sympathy from the perspective that George Floyd was a victim. But I got a chance to speak there, and it was largely about the Juneteenth, but I was asked about George Floyd, and I had to tell those folks that that was difficult for a black man to be able to see. I'm still angry about George Floyd to some extent, but it's not just George Floyd. It's George Floyd and a whole bunch of other people. See, if it had only been one or two, maybe
many
we could sit down and talk about it.
Many have been executed.
But it's been so many.
So I want you to hold
yes,
that
sir.
Line right there as we go and fish Jelani and D.C. are on the line. We got Jelani and Norfolk right there. Go ahead, Jelani and Norfolk. Talk black to us.
What's up, brother?
Just give me some
black power. Black power.
All going into Tulsa now. All this is leading to Tulsa. Go ahead.
Black power. Black power.
Black
brother Shabazz. Black power. Imam Akbar. Black power to all the comrades, to Chairman Emeritus. Black power to all the comrades. Definitely in Norfolk, we are attending a lot of community events and being seen in the community a whole lot more. We were able to put boots on the ground for a short time in North Carolina as well. We're actually building and recruiting more soldiers in Norfolk, all over the seven cities as well. We recruit more people.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. That's what's
black power.
Brother Jelani.
Now we're gonna pump up DC as we bring
black
it
power.
On. Everything's going to Tulsa. Everything's going to Tulsa. We're going to have a tape of Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad following D.C. Boy, Black Power, D.C. Black Power, the mix of D.C.
Black Power, hold on.
Black Power.
Can you hear me?
Black Power, we are loud and clear. If somebody
blow
clear
the
that background,
Steve,
shout it out loud and put it right there.
All
right,
Black
it
Power.
Black Power.
We on our way back to D.C. finally after being in the field for about 2 weeks. Black Power, we set the world on fire down there in Elizabeth City. We want to shout out to the Norfolk chapter, New Black Panther Party, for coming through and getting in the community with us, passing out information and helping us build a chapter down there. And just reaching out to the family. We went to the funeral today. We stayed as long as we could and, you know, escorted the casket out. And it's just, you know, it's not the same without our national spokesman, but we just all carried the message in the program. You know, how many body bags, how many more bodies do we have to carry and caskets do we have to walk behind for these cops and these race warriors and race soldiers to stop killing us? So the people clearly got the message down there in Elizabeth City that we did not come to tiptoe through the courts with them. We were not peaceful protesters, but to remind them that this is somebody's son, somebody's father, these children who's a human being. Damn your civil rights. What about your human rights? They shot this man down like a dirty dog coming in your backyard, and he was just trying to get away. His hands up. Was on the steering wheel. He died with his hands on the steering wheel. Come on now. Andrew Brown deserves better than that. And we went to his aid. We went to the aid of the family at the request of some family members that wanted us to come down and do our own investigation and to make sure that we drove home the fact that this was somebody's life that mattered, not just a black life mattering when you can line your pocket. We got in Big Crump's ass. We got in Al Sharpton's ass. We got in Roland Martin's ass, and we let them know you are not for the people. You're here for
Black
the power. Money. You're here for the clout, clout chasing. But we was there representing the New Black Panther Party for self-defense. Brother Steven Biko laid it down. He stuck to the program. He stuck to the script. He was on all national media platforms and just support us. Support what we're doing in the New Black Panther Party because we're waking our people up. We just got intel that they have been rioting. They are no longer being peaceful. They're no longer being slaves to the system of injustice that has been done throughout the state of North Carolina. And all over. We've been in the field, like I said, for the last 2 weeks. I have not been home in 2-3 weeks. So this is my first time going back to D.C. To check. But we were able to continue the program that we had in D.C. The Black Love Sunday still went down. They did an excellent job giving out free food and letting the people to Washington, D.C. know that the New Black Panther Party is here for them as well. Not only will we travel the highways and byways, but we will hold it down on the home front as well. That's why we need more people. You can't be a chairman with one chapter, one person. You got to be a chairman and build other chairmen. Build up your chapter so you can go away and hit the road. When a clarion call comes in for black feet, black boots on the ground, you need to be able to send at least one or two of your soldiers. Your top commanders need to be able to go. Everybody else that just want to do community service work, leave them behind. But you need people in the show, in the street. Our people need to see us. Go ahead, my Black Power.
Yeah, well, we could see your troops were on the ground doing work in Washington while you were on that road. We saw other
people
doing work in Washington. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. We was in two places at one time representing. If we can do it, then you can do it too. It's not a competition, y'all. There ain't no competition out here. We all in the struggle together. We had the state chairman, the Raleigh chapter, and the Washington, D.C. chapter pulling together and holding it down, doing overnight shifts, working around the clock, getting intel, and enough for the rest of y'all. We got enough intel for somebody to go back to Elizabeth City and stay all night and find out where they can find out. Okay, so don't play with us when it comes to New Black Panther Party. We was blessed with a hotel room. We ain't have to pay nothing for it. Just show up. Sometimes all you got to do is just show up ready for the fight. So that's Black Power right there. You know, we needed our support from the Mid-Atlantic region, but we held it down with what we had. And we appreciated the Norfolk chapter for coming down and rocking that, blacking that car with us. And we actually started Black Love Saturdays in Elizabeth City. So we're going to go back to Elizabeth City. We're not going to just revisit one time and never come back. We're going to go back and we're going to do another Black Love Saturdays for Juneteenth.
Come back. It's going to be
New Elizabeth City. You start the chapter down there, too.
If we try to come back to Khalid Abdul Muhammad before hearing from our brother, who's made him a few headlines over the weekend and just shaking the state of Carolina.
That's right, young Khalid. We got a young Khalid in the making.
Yeah. Here for my brother as we bring our tape up for Dr. Khaled. And y'all come back. We got two tapes of Doc. We're going to play one here for the Ready for the Revolution one. We've dropped in some, Stolen Legacy and the Stolen Property. We got all kind of tapes of Dr. Khaled. We want to hear from Steve Biko if he's ready to give us a few words on why he dropped and how he dropped it. And how he planned to carry it in the future. He's dropping it, and we're going to drop it like it's hot. We are no holds barred at this hour for Black Power.
Black Power. Yeah, we are in Albemarle Park, Virginia. The Black Panther Party Washington, D.C. chapter in conglomeration with the Raleigh chapter. This is Minister of Defense for the new Black Panther Party, Stephen Biko, Washington, D.C. chapter. Man, I was getting some rest, but the chairwoman woke me up. So we're here. We are awake and we are alert. I want the brothers and sisters to know and to realize that this work that we're doing, even when we get to the point where we think that, man, look, it's hard, or we get to the point where we believe that the people just don't get it. Understand this, Black brothers and sisters. Black the call. When the imam gives the call out, black the call. When the chairman emerges, give a call out, black the call. We were so well received by the communities in North Carolina. We've been in North Carolina for 2 weeks. We're with the Raleigh chapter chairwoman tonight, Sister Brenda. We've been with her for 2 weeks. And the state chairman, Brother Aaron, we've been with them for 2 weeks straight. That means the state of North Carolina is revved up. They are hot. They're going on the boom shaka like a cracker. They're going on there 100%. We have been on every single news outlet that they have in eastern North Carolina. And all they're talking about right now is the new Black Panther Party. We appeared at a rally, Sheikh Imam. We appeared at a rally. It was a Black Lives Matter rally. And we turn that Black Lives Matter, we turn that BLM into Black Liberation Movement. We've been pushing the line and holding the line. All of the news outlets right now, they're pushing the Black Liberation Movement and the new Black Panther Party. And we let them know that there is no way in four hells, maybe five, that you can talk about Black Liberation without speaking about Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad. We've been pushing the line, holding the line, but college did. Somebody got to hold the goddamn line. We've been holding the line, and all roads, I don't care where you are in the United States of America, all roads lead to Tulsa, Oklahoma, May 28th, 29th, and 30th. All roads lead to Tulsa, Oklahoma. The chairman of murders, he's been going from coast to coast. He's been going from state to state. Holding the line, pushing the book of Khaled, bringing chapters of the new Black Panther Party back in line, holding the line and bringing us back to the spirit of Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad and Chairman Hashim Athinda. I'm telling you, man, if you are truly a Panther, a new Black Panther Party member, and you carry the legacy on your shoulders of Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, understand this. This is coming from the Minister of Defense for the Washington, D.C. chapter, who was taught, trained, and reared by the Queen herself, Janae Cook, and by the Sheikh, Imam Akbar Bilal. Understand this, man. We don't duck that wreck. We get an end.
Black power.
We're going from state to state, coast to coast, and we're holding this goddamn line because Khaled Abdul Muhammad said somebody got to hold the line. In North Carolina, we enjoyed you, we love you, and we understand your pain. We suffer your pain, too. The police killing of black people is going on all over this country, from Spotsylvania all the way down to Biloxi, Mississippi. We have to understand that black people have to stand up and have to rise up. North Carolina experienced something sick that they have never experienced before. You hear me? The Grand Wizard, the second in command of the Grand Cyclops of the state of North Carolina, approached the new Black Panther Party in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. And we didn't buckle under that. We didn't bend. We didn't fold. We held the line. And we told them the time it was. And we let them know, we know you are following us. We know you're trailing us. But our love and our dedication for our people is so great that we don't give a damn what you bring against us. But don't think for 1 minute that you're going to point the barrel of the gun at us and smoke is going to come out that barrel and smoke is going to come out of ours at the same time. Black power. We started all five, is that right?
Right.
We are down to four right now. But we've been in tune with the chick. We've been in tune with the Chimney Murders. And goddamn it, we burning the highway up and let the world know that the new Black Panther Party, we're pushing black power, black love, and black unity. And we play no games about that.
That's right.
We shutting
That's
down right. all businesses that are in the black community that are not reaping in the community that they're taking the wealth from. We are shutting down all organizations, grassroots or otherwise, that preach one thing and do another for the black community. We are shutting down all leadership that preach one thing and do another within the black community. Understand that. These are Khadr Abdul-Muhammad's cubs today, tonight and tomorrow. Black power. And Sheikh, you and I, we have not always seen eye to eye, but goddamn it, you trained me and you trained me right.
Black power.
You trained me right. And I have a North Carolina State Chairman with me tonight, Comrade Aaron. We have the Raleigh State Chairman with us tonight, Sister Brenda. We have the D.C. Chairman with us tonight, Sister Brenda. Sister Brenda has been working hand-in-hand with the D.C. Chairman, Sister Janae. So understand this. You have a team that's working this whole East Coast. And I want everybody to know this. We are not asleep. We are awake. Every news outlet in North Carolina right now, they ain't talking about nothing else except the cubs of Dr. Khadr Abdul-Muhammad, the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, the Mid-Atlantic region. We burn it up. Black power.
Black power. Power. We thank our beloved Brother Stephen Biko, Minister of Defense, and he burned it up, and he ain't never took his foot out of a cracker's behind. Now, while I was watching, Oh, my. We're going in on him. But we got to give it up for Dr. Khadr Abdul-Muhammad, the strong, bald-headed black man that has just given us his legacy and the best of his freedom-fighting skills, and we're giving him up. We're just giving it up. So we black power. Black power? Black power.
Divine grace of Almighty God. Once we understand Because there is no Everybody could come up for me and all political Struggle is important. Our whole veterans and seasoned veterans of men. to his people, but Down the aisle, Color that the same dog that bit you bit us too. If you're a child
As we thank you for listening to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and we are certainly excited that we are on our way to Tulsa, Oklahoma. We hope that you're on your way to Tulsa, Oklahoma, regardless of language or land, regardless of the message in your heart. All roads lead to Tulsa, Oklahoma. By May 28th, 29th, could have your behind right in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You don't want to miss this, beloved brother and sister. You want to be there, be goddamn square. We hope that we're not boring you with these tapes, but we have to get this message out. We got to get this message out, brother and sister. We got to get this message out tonight. And we love you so much. And we're lined up for Tuesday. We're coming right black with a whole lineup of formations. All of them going to be right there, brother and sister, right in Tulsa, Oklahoma. My. Oh, I wish we could say boom chaka like a cracker for tonight. We're coming on in, brother and sister. And we're going to talk about that stolen property lecture by the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. He is just an awesome man. Gonna rock us some stolen property tonight, and we're hoping that you are ready for it. Let me see. We got it lined up. We got it synced up. We're ready to drop it like it's hot. We're gonna bring it right from the top. Hope you will get ready and get everybody synced up. And let me look on the line here. It be something important online. We're gonna check online with you. Our beloved, our bold, black, fast participating, our fast listening audience. I don't know which one it is, but I was going to allow at least one of our brothers and sisters to fail us. I got two 850s. I don't know that 850 area code, but 850-728. You're live listening to Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Can you perhaps give, I don't know, your opinion on the first tape or something out of 850 area code? It was a new area code, and I didn't want your spirits to be dampened. We have a vast listening audience that's participating tomorrow night. Where are you? What, 850-728. What city are you in?
Tallahassee.
You're in Tallahassee, Florida.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, we're happy to have you online tonight. We got another 850 out there. See if we can reach out and have y'all to say a little something about Dr. Khalid, about your trip to Tulsa real quick. The other 850, are you
We got 850-980. We didn't want you to lose spirit or faith. Tomorrow you're going to come live with us with all the formations. We'll be right back here on Black Power Radio tomorrow. 850-980. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Good evening. My name is Sarika, and I am also calling from Tallahassee. I am a new recruit for the new Black Panther Party Southeastern Region.
Well, we want you to be encouraged, beloved sister out of Tallahassee, beloved brother. You can give your opinion, sister, and I'm going right back to the brother, give your opinion on what you heard, some of the teachings of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Do you think this is good for black people at this hour? Or black power?
Definitely. Yes, it is, definitely.
And give us a name, and you're calling from Tallahassee. Give us your name, beloved.
I'm to Warren Jackson.
Man, well, we're happy. If you met our beloved brother Ahmed is in that region. Do you know Brother Ahmed of the Field Marshal of the New Black Panther Party?
Yes, sir. I chatted with him tonight.
Man, well, we're just so happy, man, that you brothers are chatting it up and talking about. And do you plan to make it to Tulsa, Oklahoma?
I'm not sure at the moment. I know we got some other stuff planned that's going on, like the 15th.
Well, brother, I'm gonna tell you something. If you talk to me more than 5 minutes, you'll be dragging you and all that crew right on to Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's a big formation. All the black formations got to be, so you can see the big prize is our black.
I'm definitely excited, though.
Black liberation, yes, sir. And you can team up with other formations, see formations that you never met. You will never know that you had such an awesome black army till you get to Tulsa, brother. We will have all the formations. You're going to get fired up. We want you to come right black.
That's the 28th, right?
Tomorrow. Now, what we want you to do is come back tomorrow night. Now, we're going to be at Tulsa for Memorial Day weekend. See, everybody off anyhow for the room of goddamn dead presidents. But we want you to come on to Tulsa to meet your formation on May 28th, May 29th, and any other day that we can meet on so that you can get your marching orders. You can see your chain of command and fall in love with black all over again. It's just going to be a big jubilation, a big, what they call swap meet. Whatever you want to call it, brother. But we're going to be there for all black formations, coming under one umbrella to go against the opposition. This is the first time in history that we've organized our great black army to deal and manage against the opposition. Now, isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir. I'm so happy to have you. Is it Dwayne or Dwight?
To Warren. Everybody call me Tato.
Oh, to one, but we're happy that you have embraced the new Black Panther Party. And sister, give us a little bit about what you see in the vision.
I see black people loving on one another, black people coming together for the first time in the 41 years I've been together to really just make a change. I did some research and found out nobody in my family actually participated back in the 60s and 70s to make a change for us, so I'm going to satisfy the burning urge to get it done.
Oh, my. That's a great, great spirit. Don't lose your spirit. Don't lose your energy and your self-assertiveness. Always, if everybody beside you drop out, you hold alive the revolution, brother and sister. Don't let anyone steal your revolution. I didn't bring you to this. I can't take you out. I can't put you out. There's nothing anybody can do about a real revolution but join them in the revolution. Oh, that revolution is the only solution for black people. The teacher, Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Oh, we hold the line today with our chairman emeritus, the doctor and attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, and all those wonderful people that came out of the leadership of Hashim Akhenaten and Nzinga, and all those great ones that came with Aaron Michaels, David Foreman, Robert Warwins, all those great ones that came out of that formation of many was just teamed up, Brother Ali, Brother DK. You know, DK had passed away, but we do know that all of those brothers are living legacies, New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And we're just damn glad to serve with you, brother and sister. Thank you. We're getting ready for our tape with Dr. Khaled. I don't know. Let Fred say something. He's out there on the west side. I don't know if he's still Fred Whippers, ready for the second tape. Fred, you there?
Black power. Yeah, I'm
black
ready
power,
for the second
power.
Tape. The second tape. And we're live in Fairfield, California.
Yeah. Well, we're damn glad to share with you as well. I want y'all to listen up and y'all close out with a few words. But stay with us for the second tape. Stay with us, beloved brother Tallahassee. Stay with us, our beloved sister. All of those out there, see Queen Sheba and many others. We're getting ready to go right into the tape. And let us say hello from Norfolk. Say something from Norfolk to inspire us to listen to Dr. Khaled. Go ahead.
Black power. Yeah, you're just speaking to Queen Mother Sheba. Yeah, we getting ready for that mighty powerful trip in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The mighty history of the Black Wall Street. Yes, we are getting ready. I'm ready. I'm just waiting for everybody else to get ready. I'm ready to go.
Well, as always, Queen Sheba, you stay ready for the revolution. Now, you came with Dr. Kwame Ture and all those great revolutionaries. I'm always saying we're ready for the revolution. Stay ready for the revolution. Thank you again from Norfolk, Virginia, Black Power.
Black power.
Let me get the brother here and give him a chance to let him know we're right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power. Talk to us 917-771. Who do you think of the teachers is Dr. Khaled? I think he's right there with us. 917-771. You heard Fred is Fred. You heard from Tallahassee. All those great places. Are you there with us?
Peace, Black Power family.
Well, peace, fam. What's up?
Peace. This is Sister Soraya. I'm just checking in with the family. Hope everybody's
right
doing well. I've been really immersed in some research, and it's come to my attention that we have families who were enslaved in Greene County, North Carolina, on a spice plantation. They came from England, and these people were of German ancestry. So through my research, you know, I've been researching for a long time and talking to my mother and doing what is called the oral history, because we've always believed that we should keep our story alive. And not to digress, I see I have some family on the line from Tallahassee, Florida. That's where my people are from as well. So nice to have you here. I'm family. You know, I know Brother Imam Akbar very well. We've been in the march together, the Marcus Garvey Day Parade. We held the line in front of a restaurant in Harlem. So I'm family, and I welcome you on the call. And, again, I have family in Tallahassee, Florida, and I plan on traveling soon. So, again, I've been doing some research.
Will you make it, beloved sister? Will you be able to make it from – you in New York City right now?
Yeah, I'm still in New York City, but I don't know if I'll be able to make it down there, because what I would probably do is organize and work with other grassroots organizations here in Harlem on the Juneteenth. On Juneteenth, we did this before, so we'll probably be doing it again. So all I'm saying basically is that I probably won't be able to travel out to Oklahoma. You know, that's short notice, so I'll probably organize or work with other organizations who are planning an event for the Juneteenth summer.
Did you know about the date? Did you know the date of Tulsa?
I heard you say it was, I thought it was going to be on Juneteenth, June 19th. No?
No, ma'am. It'll be on May 28th and 29th, I believe, Memorial Day
weekend. All right, I'm going
to
note that and put it in my reminder.
Take another look at it. You may be able to put that on your calendar. I mean,
yes,
we've got
to
get every Black
revolutionary
alive. We're trying to get them there to see your great formation, your great military, and just what they have done on that Black Wall Street. We're going to get it live. I've been there and done that before, but we're going to go black under the advice of many to come black to Black Wall Street. My. Most of us haven't been, and if you haven't been, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and we don't want you to deny the unity of Black people. on this great day that we're going to raise up the issues of Black Wall Street and Black unity, and we're going to take it to the enemy. Black Power.
And we're going to talk. And we're going to talk reparations too. Reparations now. So, I plan on putting together a legal team. We're in the process now because the way I found out about my family who was enslaved in North Carolina, it's called Greene County, North Carolina. These people were given, or they had over 8,000 acres of land, and they had plantations throughout the land, and they still have a bridge in Greene County, North Carolina. If anybody wants to look that up, it's called the State Bridge in Greene County, North Carolina, and they had 78 slaves. So my cousin sent me the slave schedule, and it shows that there were 78 slaves on one plantation, and these were my people. So now that we know, we have the evidence, we have everything. We have, my cousin's been documenting this for a long time. In the future, near future, hopefully, we plan on putting together a legal team. So if anybody knows who may be able to assist in this effort, please let me know. I can leave my information. My email is Soraya727@yahoo.com. Again, Soraya727@yahoo.com. So we plan to bring, you know, some legal action against these people who held our family in bondage. And this is my mother's side of the family. So
we plan on traveling down to North Carolina. For the numerically pure at heart, please, if you could repeat that address or phone number again so the people can get in touch with you, Black Power.
Black Power family. Excuse my voice, it's a little raspy because I'm taking a break from my research because I've been doing exhaustive research. This is exhaustive work, and you know, taking time away from my family. I'm just really trying to stay at it, you know, and stay the course. So my email again is Soraya727@yahoo.com. Again, Soraya727@yahoo.com. I'm also on Facebook, Soraya by Aunt Nefer. And I can leave my number. I could also leave my number.
Great spellers. I'm a fast speller, and I might misspell Soraya. So spell out your email address for the numerically and alpha numerically pure at heart. Black Power.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Soraya. Soraya727@yahoo.com. So that's basically all I want to say tonight, family. We plan on taking this to the higher echelons of this government because they're the ones who are responsible for slavery, and they allow these planters to have our people in bondage. So I plan on fighting this good fight, and I'm going to fight it to the end. Ashe.
Ashe, ashe. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Assalamu alaikum. Black Power, family.
Black Power, family. And Soraya, I want you to know that there's some reparations going on in Evanston, Illinois. There are spots that are picking up these issues, these individual pockets in some of the, maybe not the major cities, but some of these suburbs and some of these rurals are taking out their reparations. They're getting something back in the payment in the form of reparations, and they're calling it reparations. And some are back by Black military, some are not Black by Black military. We say the New Black Panther Party for self-defense, when you call your shot for reparations, then black it up with a Black military. And so with that said, we're going directly to our tape on stolen property, and we hope that you'll enjoy the rest of the tape by the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad on stolen property. And we got so many other tapes for you, but we want you to pay very close attention. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
I bear witness that there is but one God who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever. Remember, thank Almighty God, Allah, for coming here in the hell of North America. As it was written that prophesied that he would come in the sacred scriptures, that he would come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Thank you.
for the advancement of colored people. Somebody be having a summit. Who you supposed to be, nigga? You not have to go summit. A summit is with world leaders. Heads of nations, brother C. Only one man for the nation was the honorable minister of all the world, son. The rest of these things that have no nation. I heard that they came in the boots of CFP of this time. Well, I just cried. You gave me the boots, man. I took it like a man. I'm pumped. And I'm pumped the world. The president came out of here. The United States Senate voted 9-7-0. That's for the first time in the history of the world. Congress came out and passed out Resolution 343 against me. I had to cry to be in. Who knows what you're talking about, man? The NAACP got out of conspiracy. Crazy or crazy.
Believe that the NAACP moves in the right direction with the
the rest of these people. You have to be honest. We have to be honest. They must fear from us, but they fear from the rock they have in our hearts. They must fear from us, that would make them cringe. They think about the white man. They'll have a jam. Let's go to the Bible. This
Roll. I don't know how to get all that out, but it's just not being laid on my And they Got a grip,
I want you to walk free. Don't aspire to others to a connection. I'm not waiting behind you. See, I don't believe in God. You died too damn much.
I want to apologize to King College. This school is Oh, keep going. Mandela, another big thing. Another food
We thank you for listening. We hope that you would have gained from what we have to offer in the way of the broadcast of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We know that all of us have had various experiences with the opposition and took a hard line position today for Black Revolution. We know that Black Revolution is the only solution. We hope that you will join us tomorrow night live on Black Power Radio. We will be presenting Tulsa Memorial Day, Memorial Day weekend in Tulsa, Oklahoma, from all the formations and why they're coming, why they're bringing their troops to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to see what happened so many years ago on Black Wall Street. I believe it is 100 years ago. We need to think over these things, brother, sister, and do what we have to do. The fight for Black Revolution is the only solution. We thank you for joining us tonight. No holds barred. We listened to last night. It's all on the tapes of Black Power Radio. And I'm your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. We're with our chairman emeritus, the attorney, the doctor and emeritus chairman, meaning he was chairman before, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And we love him so much, the attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. And one of his great leaders. A brother who came in that leadership with Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga. We love our brother, a bold freedom fighter, and those who came with him, and Sheikh Imam Akbar. We hope that you will join us tomorrow night here on Black Power Radio. We'll be keeping it black. We'll be keeping it live. We'll be keeping it strong. But by every means necessary, we will be keeping it revolutionary. Black power, strong, black military. Out of all of what we have said, we know that you say what you say, do what you do, and all that you do. We know that our beloved brother Marvin Gaye said it best. We hear from our brother Fred is Fred out there on the West Coast. I hope he's still with us. Fred is Fred, you get the closing remarks of the night, brother. Our beloved brother.
Black power, black power, black power, black power. I really enjoyed the two tapes. All right, I enjoyed all the tapes tonight. Like I said, we're doing a wonderful job where you at right now. All the troops, I'm down there spinning with y'all, every move y'all make. So when y'all come down to California, we're going to go everywhere in California to stop the police, stop killing us. So what I'm saying right now, we're going to get justice for everybody who lost a child down here in California. So back to my main man on Black Power Radio.
Thank you, Brother Fred. Fred, that West Side, we couldn't do the show without the reports and the updates from Oakland, Sacramento, San Francisco, Vallejo, and Fairfield, California. We just have to keep it moving, keep it strong, keep it black, keep it revolutionary. Brother and sister, you might not know the total concept, but you know that black revolution is the only solution. Black power, black power.
Merciful, my friend. Oh, and all. messed up, but the one that got away. One we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs to your land, guns in your hand. Yes, man, don't go tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a COINTEL, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Thought it didn't fight, just stripped to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence seems to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. See, terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs for the mothers and the kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bones I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The any goals finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains, the American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains, the American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
All the walls in Zion. What's your church? Barrel spinning like the laundry drying. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I called him science through the order rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by walk speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that pot is a beam of light that only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shell and ACID, so I sold them lysergic dithalamide. I decide what cryptic datamine. I gave sacrifice to David Carradine. Am I monster or a moon star? Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girls sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge yard. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh my baby, is that a pussy or an open purse? Told the nurse, check my scrotum first. Why you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I talked to walls. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Keep going.
brighter.